AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Reverend Jesse Jackson, who led the civil rights movement for decades after Martin Luther King Jr., has died at the age of 84.
Jackson was a protege of Reverend Martin Luther King and became a leader of the civil rights movement for decades after King's assassination in 1968. A two-time presidential candidate, Jackson led a lifetime of political crusades. He advocated for the poor and underrepresented on issues from voting rights and job opportunities to education and health care. Jackson spoke at a Milwaukee rally in January 2015.
Dr. King would be so proud of you today.
Yes.
Here you stand in the cold, multiracial, multicultural, employed, unemployed, because justice transcends race.
His family confirmed he died Tuesday. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Investigators working on the disappearance of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother are consulting with Walmart management to develop leads. The Pima County, Arizona sheriff says the suspect may have worn a backpack that is sold exclusively at the stores. 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie was last seen at her home in Tucson, Arizona on January 31st. In other news, the U.S. and Iran are holding their second round of talks in Geneva over Iran's nuclear program. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One, President Trump said,
I think they want to make a deal. I don't think they want the consequences of not making a deal. They want to make a deal.
Trump also said he plans to be involved in the talks, at least indirectly. Meanwhile, delegations from Moscow and Kiev were also in Geneva today for another round of U.S.-brokered peace talks. However, expectations for any breakthroughs were low, with neither side apparently ready to budge from its position on key territorial issues and future security guarantees. This is AP News. The U.S. is sending more missile systems to the Philippines. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
The United States plans to deploy more high-tech missile systems to the Philippines as part of a joint security plan this year between the two longtime allies to help deter China's aggressive actions in the South China Sea. U.S. and Philippine officials held annual talks Monday in Manila on broadening security, economic engagements, and boosting collaboration with regional security allies. In 2024, the U.S. installed a mid-range missile system in the northern Philippines called the Typhon and an anti-ship missile launcher last year. China says the U.S. systems are a threat to regional stability and demanded that they be removed. The Philippines has rejected that demand. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.